Amos could only stare at her, struck dumb. There was no getting through to her. Mutnofret had built this like a secret palace inside her heart. The walls were already up. Amos could never tear them down, no matter what she said. Yet she had to say something. "I have never wanted to take your son, Mutnofret. He is yours. I have been writing to Tut, trying to get him to name Wajmos heir." "Oh yes, no doubt you have. If the whole world believes Wajmos is your son and you can get him named heir, then I've done all the hard work for you."
She always knew what to say and how to say it, even if it was a one-line hello. I couldn't untie the knot from my tongue. Sweet Jeans took his pizza and made his way over to a counter that ran along the window. Both of us watched him as he leaned his studly body over the narrow ledge, the soft glow of Christmas lights reflected in his hair. "Oh, I've been a good girl, Santa."
"What can I get you?"
I barely heard the voice behind the counter.
She didn't know what to expect, but it wasn't this. "He's just a boy." The boy looked at Dorothy.
"And you're just a girl. Now that we have figured out our genders, how about names? Mine's Jasper."
"Dora..." Munch interrupted her.
"She's the East Marshal. You will be very wise to do as she says."
The boy looked her up and down, as if he were appraising a prize cow.
"Looks kind of young to be the East Marshal."